This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brishey is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7.4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24.
and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie as the Fort Loramie girls bid for victory number 17 on the season. They are 16-0 coming into today's game, and the Redskins girls have won 71 of their last 72 over three seasons. Interesting matchup today with Lima Bath. First time ever, two girls programs in the state of Ohio with 900 plus wins in their basketball histories collide head to head on the court. Fort Loramie, Lima Bath will tip it off here in about 7 or 8 minutes this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm so pleased to be joined by Jim Spitzer. Jim represents one of our outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, where Jim has been for 2 years now. For the previous 15 years at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. And Jim, I want to thank you for coming by. I'd have you on every single Saturday afternoon if you could get away from your very busy practice.
Well, I don't know about that, Jack.
Okay, you've got patients to serve. At your office in Fort Loramie, at your office in Versailles, who walks in the door most often? Somebody with a back injury, a neck ailment, a horrible headache? What is it? Who do you serve more often than not?
Well, that's a good question. That can vary considerably with the age demographics of the people coming in. I would say older people, probably more back and neck problems.
Right.
If I'm seeing some of these young kids here, they're probably going to be more knees and shoulders, I would say.
Right. What if Chuck McBee and Jack Kramer walk in and we say our problem is from head to toe?
Yeah, I don't know if I could help you. I'd probably just give you some things to work on and send you on your way.
What got you started in this line of work anyway? I remember you telling me a story about the fact that you got injured once upon a time lifting a heavyweight toolbox.
Yeah, when I was in the Air Force, I was stationed in South Carolina, and I was putting a toolbox. I don't know. They tell me it usually took three people to lift it onto the truck. I don't know.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I lifted this toolbox on the truck and hurt myself, and got sent to a therapist from sick call, and I was just about ready to get out of the Air Force, and I guess the rest is history. I started asking her questions, and
right.
That's a story pretty similar to a lot of therapists, I think.
Sure.
At some point in time, we have athletic backgrounds and injured ourselves and became therapists.
What does it mean when you provide an individualized, customized treatment program for someone? What is that all about? What does it entail?
Well, typically when someone would come in, I would ask them a lot of questions concerning their history and take a lot of measurements. And then based on what I would see, I would put together some sort of program that would include possibly, you know, exercise or me doing something to them with my hands, maybe some sort of use of a machine or something.
Right.
So that would vary, obviously, vary a lot depending on what type of person would be in the door.
Sure, sure. Quick synopsis with regard to doctors' referrals and insurances that you will utilize at your offices.
I'm in network with all the main insurances that I can think of. Anthem is a popular one around here, I've noticed.
Good.
I'm in network with them, and of course Medicare, Workers' Comp, United Healthcare, so Medical Mutual. I think all the main ones. Medicare, you do have to have a referral to come to therapy. For the rest of them, the answer would be typically no. You could just come in directly and see me.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I'll see you on Monday.
Sounds good.
Jim,
go Redskins.
Yes, Jim Spitzer. 2 years at 700 East Park in Fort Loramie at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. 15 years at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Located on, is it Center Street? Yes, on Center Street. Yep. Thank you so much, Jim. And thanks for remaining an outstanding underwriting sponsor during the health crisis the last 2 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Jim Spitzer. Well, we welcome our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of them with us each and every single Fort Loramie game only all year long. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Chuck, this is the team that has inflicted the only loss on the Fort Loramie girls in the last 72 games that happened last year, mid-season. We were there up at Lima. It was a total dismantling. Fort Loramie lost by 22, 53, 31. But to Lima Bath, a lot of graduates from that club a year ago. Fort Loramie is rebuilt in a hurry. It should be a one-sided game here today.
Well, maybe. I mean, honest to goodness, I thought it was going to be a one-sided game last year, and it was just on the wrong side. But I know that Carla Siegel sees that 72. She also sees that one, and that one sticks with her.
Right.
Because that was just, I talked to her about that when I saw her at Brookings. I think the season was over, but she's still tall one to talk about that game and just how she never felt so helpless because nothing worked. And that was just it. Sometimes you get a game where, you know, maybe a couple of kids are off. That was a game where no matter what they tried, it didn't work. And give Lima Bath credit. They really put the hammer on Loramie last year.
And it doesn't help Lima Bath this year that a player who performed well last season for the Bath Wild Kittens, Lexi Renner, out. The injury, doesn't play today. It's a team that's shorthanded, that's for sure. It's a thin roster, much thinner than Fort Loramie for certain.
Right. They have seven girls basically on the varsity, and they fill out with the JV team.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components today for Fort Loramie. The seniors, they are outstanding, namely Colleen Brandewee, Riley Heitkamp, Ava Schultes, and Kara Meyer, who also starts. She's the fourth. Ava Craddock, the big building component for Lima Bath, 5'8 senior, averaging 15 points a game. She's got to play big here today. Those are the key building components for Fort Loramie and Lima Bath. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to take a one-minute radio station break. A one-minute radio station break is next. Lima Bath at Fort Loramie Girls Basketball here today. Coming up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
As the first two opponents each.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Again, so many thanks to Jim Spitzer of Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, who was with us several minutes ago prior to the start of our game today between Fort Loramie and Lima Bath. Jim, 15 years at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation, the last two at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. He does an outstanding job, great practice. He does good work. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 937-419-1491, 937-419-1491. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle will keep you moving forward. Once again, this game today being billed as the first girls game ever between a couple of girls programs with 900 plus wins in OHSAA history.
That's very impressive.
Sure
it
is.
It really is.
Unofficially, Lima Bath, 901 wins. Fort Loramie, 916. Those 900 wins at Lima Bath, two coaches.
That's Greg, the amazing part.
Yep, Greg Mock, the current coach, 24 years, has about half of those 900. Only two coaches at Lima Bath, and they've amassed those 900 triumphs. Carla Siegel, 23rd year here at Fort Loramie. Three straight years, AP poll state champs, and three of the last eight OHSAA state tournament seasons. Three of the last eight, Fort Loramie's won. Opening tip to start the game, won by Lima Bath, which turns it over immediately. And Fort Loramie's got possession straight away. It's Riley Heitkamp.
Yeah, we're looking at a 2-3 zone by the Wild Kittens.
Ball thrown right corner. It is Colleen Brandewee back on top. It goes to Ava Turner. And she slices her way into the paint area. Stripped as she goes up with a shot. She'll shoot two. Colleen Brandewee, 5'7 senior. Ava Turner, 5'8 junior. Colleen, 12 a game. Ava at 5. Riley Heitkamp at the point, 5'5" senior, averaging 8 points a game. Ava Schultes in the middle, 5'10" senior at 14 a game. Kara Meyer, a senior, 5'8" tall, 3 points a game, the fifth starter. First free throw was good. Second shot by Ava Turner, right on the button as well. And that 78% free throw shooting by the Fort Laramie girls continues to inch up.
Yep, not an anomaly. They can flat out shoot it as a team.
50 seconds gone in this game. Lima Bath dribbles into the forecourt, then finds an open player down inside, but the ball is stripped. Taken away by the quick hands of the Redskins. Darting up the floor, Brandewee. Straight away to Heitkamp. Hits the cutter, Colleen Brandewee. In the lane, off the backboard, rim no good. Rebound taken down by Lima Bath. Bath has Ava Craddock, a 5'8 senior in the middle. Nearly 15 points a game. Rachel Clark, 5'5 junior guard. Other three young ladies who start are at 6 feet. Elena Oliver, a junior, and Oliver, a sophomore, and Claire Faust, a 6'1 soft. Aaron shot in the paint by Lima Bath. Rebound pulled down by Fort Laramie, which sets the attack. A minute and a half gone here in the opening period. Lima Bath in the bright yellow uniforms with light blue trim. Long three-point try. Brandewee, right side of the court, short. Rebound kicks right back out to the Redskins, who restart. Heitkamp into the post, Ava Shouldis. Left wing to Turner, overshoots a three. Weak side rebound, batted out of bounds to Lima Bath. Lima Bath, 11-4 on the year. Third, presently, third in the Western Buckeye League.
They're division two, right?
Lima Shawnee is atop the league standings, along with Ottawa Glandorf. They are undefeated. I'm sorry, Chuck.
I said they're a Division II team, right?
Yes.
Lima Bath.
Yep. And here's Lima Bath with a miscue in the half court. Lima Bath has turned it over four times in just over 2 minutes here in the opening stanza. Quickly, Fort Laramie, forecourt left. Wide open J by Turner. Inside the arc, two steps. Her 15-footer is swished, and it's 4-0 Fort Laramie. Midcourt with the ball. It is Rachel Clark on the bounce for Lima Bath. And stepping right in front of her is Riley Heitkamp to steal. Here's a long lead out down the floor. Lima Bath intercepts. Fort Laramie threw it away. Here come the Wild Kittens. Half court to the right. It is Claire Faust. Gives it up on the play to Rachel Clark. Who throws to a teammate down in the right corner. That's Elena Oliver. Ball swung high left to the three-point shooter. Long one by Craddock, no good. Rebound off the backboard, no good. And Fort Laramie's got it. 3 minutes gone. Redskins up 4-0. Fort Laramie and Lima Bath. Two highly heralded girls programs, each with 900 wins in program history. First time ever two such teams have collided on the court. Ball thrown into the post by Fort Laramie. Then back out on the arc to Riley Heitkamp, who hoists up a three, clangs off the rim, ricochets out of bounds in the corner, and Bath will bring it down.
Not shooting the ball well. They did not shoot the ball really well on Thursday night when we saw them against Botkins.
Nope, and didn't shoot it very well in the two previous games against Jackson Center and Anna.
Yep.
High 30 percentile, right around 40 from the floor. A late-season shooting lull for the Fort Laramie girls. Here's a long pass cross-court from Craddock to Faust, low on the left. Her five-footer is deflected slightly by a Fort Laramie defender. Rebound Redskins. Long lead out down the floor to Ava Shouldis. She's got a bunny. Missed it, but she's fouled, and she'll get two at the strike.
Yep, she needs that. You need to make that.
Yep.
She got hammered, but she still needs to make the basket.
Yep. Didn't get enough of the backboard. Ball hit a little too much of the back iron on its way to the glass. Free throw by Ava. Bounces all around the iron, and it sifts down through. Red-hot free throw shooting continues for the Fort Laramie girls, who lead it 5-0. Second shot by Ava. Swish. 6-0 Fort Laramie. We have Victoria Mesher in now for Fort Laramie for Ava Shouldis. Also in, Avery Brandewee. Two freshmen, a couple of ninth graders. Skylar Albers on the court as well for the Fort Laramie girls. Fine junior performer is Skylar, 5'7" tall. Here is Lima Bath countering outside the arc on the right. Did I say Skylar was a junior? Actually, she's a sophomore. My mistake. Double take by me. I corrected myself. And here's over guarding against Fort Loramie, head of the key.
Yeah, Skylar was trying to get a steal, and she got a little bit too much arm.
Ava Turner had stepped off the floor for a moment, is back in for Colleen Brandewey. So it's now Ava Turner and Mesher, Avery Brandewey, Riley Heitkamp still out there. Skylar Albers is the fifth. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Fort Loramie. Here's a backdoor cut by Lima Bath. And the shooter catches low on the left in a cluster of players. She's hacked on the arm, and she will get two free throws.
It's Elena Oliver got the foul.
Elena Oliver,
6-foot junior to the free throw line. She played last year as a soft on the varsity for this Lima Bath team. Sinks the foul shot, and Lima Bath is on the board with 3:31 to go in the opening stanza. 6-1 Fort Loramie leads it. Second foul shot for Elena, who dips the knees. 1-2 dribbles on the way. In again. 6-2 Fort Loramie.
Albers picked up two quick fouls, and she's back on the bench.
Quick pass, forecourt right, Ava Turner. Her pass bounded up in the air. Fort Loramie recovers. Ball thrown down the left side to Kara Meyer, 25 feet away. Now Jaden Rose is in. Jaden, a 5'6 sophomore, has got it straight away. Now to Colleen Brandewey, right flank, or I should say Ava Turner. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Mesher in the left corner. Against the zone, Fort Loramie is just pitching it on the arc, and that one's thrown away.
No movement at all, just perimeter passing.
Midcourt with the ball, Rachel Clark for Lima Bath, which trails 6-2. Here is a dribble drive by her, over guarding, reach-in foul against Fort Loramie, well out on the floor. Common personal, and Bath will throw it in at side court.
If they're going to call it that tight, then you got to realize that you need to keep your hands out.
Yeah, that was ticky-tacky right there for sure. Ava Craddock inbounds to Elena Oliver in the corner. Straight away it goes to Rachel Clark, who drives down the right side of the lane, hemmed in, finds a teammate. 25 feet out, it's Ann Oliver. Dribble drive into the lane. Leaves it for the three-point shooter left wing. It's Craddock. Too hard off the back iron. Rebound Bath below the rim. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound poked out by Fort Loramie, and Bath retains it. 6-2 Redskins, 2:25 left here in the first. As Victoria Mesher sits down for the Fort Loramie girls. Here's a pass inbounds, picked off. Good interception by Ava Schultes. Lead out to Kara Meyer. Pull up Jay from 16. Swish.
Nice. Good form.
Kara Meyer splashes one home. 8-2 Fort Loramie. 2:12 left here in the opening quarter of play. Rachel Clark, 30 feet out. Bounce pass down the right side to no one. Out of bounds into the Fort Loramie bench. Good overplay by the Redskins, which triggered the floor error.
I think Coach Siegel called for the ball, and the girl mistakenly thought it was one of her players and threw it to her.
So we've got Ava Schultes and Riley Heitkamp on the floor with Kara Meyer, Colleen Brandewey, Ava Turner. Here's Riley, right flank to Ava, near side pass, Kara Meyer. Open short corner jumper en route, rolling around and rolling in. Two in a row for Kara Meyer.
Nice soft touch.
She's had a nice senior season. Lima Bath gets a timeout. Fort Loramie's found a weak spot in the zone. Redskins 10, Bath 2, a minute 42 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. Lima Bass stymied 30 feet from the basket. Good guarding way out on the floor by Colleen Brandon. We finally, the Redskins, get a piece of the ball and knock it out of bounds. Bath throws back in. Here's a backdoor play from the sideline, picked off. Kara Meyer spelled it out. Fed it down the floor to a driving Colleen Brandewey. Up and in for two.
That was a tough catch and basket by Brandewey. She got that on the run.
Yep, she was practically below the backboard when she reeled in the throw from Kara Meyer. Still got it up and over the rim and in. 10-point lead for Loramie. 54 seconds to go, first quarter. Ball thrown into the post by Bath. Here's a turnaround bank shot. It is good. Nice play by Ann Oliver, good banker, 6 foot sophomore, kissed one in off the window. Fort Loramie's Ava Turner counters, long triple, hit off the flange, rebound to Bath. 12-4 Fort Loramie, 30 ticks on the clock here in the first quarter. Here is Rachel Clark, 5'5 junior, 30 feet away, Heitkamp on her. Ball given up to Craddock, the 5'8 senior. Clock down to 16, 15, 14 and counting. Fort Loramie up 8. Here is Craddock working down the left side of the lane, and she did shuffle the feet. Yep, good call. Fine defense by the Redskins.
Kara Meyer had a good start to the game offensively and defensively.
Yep, she's had a very nice 12th grade season. 10 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie whips it down the floor and loses the ball. Bath has it with 5 to play. Baseline right, Elena Oliver. Ball is raked free from behind by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. No, it's Avery Brandewey on the steal. As the quarter closes, Fort Loramie 12, Lima Bath 4 on scorersbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Fort Loramie up 8. We start the second quarter. Here's Riley Heitkamp outside the arc. Pitches across the top of the key. Then the ball is delivered baseline left to Jaden Rose. Her pass to the post is awry, and Lima Bath has got it.
Well, they came out in a half-court trap, and Loramie didn't handle it.
30 seconds gone, second period. Midcourt with the ball, Rachel Clark for Lima Bath. Heitkamp on her right at the Redskins logo. Ball thrown down the right side to Ann Oliver. Ball high overhead. And back to the basket, maneuvers 15 feet away. Gives it up to Craddock, baseline right. Craddock wants to drive, can't do it, comes back out on top. Minute gone, second quarter, 12-4 Fort Loramie. Here's Ann Oliver, foul line, maneuvers on Ava Shouldis. Dumps it down left corner to a teammate who fires a three. Elena Oliver drops it home, a good-looking triple. Here is Fort Loramie on a bust out down the floor after the make. Redskins trying to counter in a hurry. Jaden Rose went barging in, walloped on the arm. She'll get two. Lima Bath within 5 at 12-7. 6:48 to go here in the second period. Jaden Rose rolls the free throw around the iron and off. No good. Second for her. Free throw by Rose is perfect. 13-7, Redskins up 6. Lima Bath wears a yellow you've never seen before on a basketball uniform. It is a bright fluorescent yellow. School colors, the yellow and the very light blue. Here's a bounce pass to the post, knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 6:33 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 6. Lima Bath will inbound on the baseline near the corner. Hits a player below the rim. Ball thrown to the corner to Elena Oliver. Back inside to Ann. Ann is hindered. Ball is stripped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Both teams playing very good defense. Only 19 points scored in this game in the first nearly 10 minutes. Here comes Ava Turner back on the court for Fort Loramie.
Victoria Messer took a shot to the nose.
Yep, speck of blood.
That'll make your eye water.
Inbounding, Lima Bath. Throwing way out to Claire Faust, 30 feet away. Faust starts to drive. She's got a little crease. Left it short. Got to the rim. Couldn't finish. Rebound Ava Shoulders, Fort Loramie. She dashes down the floor. Goes to Turner deep in the left corner. In the post to Ava. She's doubled, and it's stripped. Good defensive play by Claire Faust at 6'1", who just jerked it right out of the paws of Ava Shoulders. Six-point lead, Fort Loramie. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Rachel Clark, 30 feet away, falls down, stumbles. Fort Loramie got a fingertip on the ball. It rolls to the bleachers, and Bath will throw in.
She is really struggling trying to run the offense against the Riley Heitkamp.
And here come two Redskins, a couple of white jerseys all over Rachel Clark, 30 feet away. Hooks it cross court to an open player, open momentarily. Fort Loramie then double teams, and the Redskins steal. That was helter-skelter offense right there for Lima Bath, and Fort Loramie eventually took the ball away. Redskins with 13 points. Heitkamp open, high left, hurls up the three ball. You can count it. Swisheroo for Riley. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie, 16-7, 5:20 left here in the second quarter. Bath to midcourt, it's Rachel Clark. Picked up by Heitkamp. Rachel bounces, goes down the right side to Ann Oliver. Inside to Craddock. Craddock tries to muscle up against Colleen Brandewey and does draw a two-shot foul.
Well, they called it on Turner, who reached in from behind. I think Brandewey had her defended, and Ava took a hand in.
Couple of free throws here for Lima Bath. Craddock fires, and bingo, she hits it. Fort Loramie 16, Lima Bath 8. 3 minutes played here in the second quarter. Avery Brandewey, they've been on the floor for Fort Loramie. She is out as Craddock misses the second foul shot. It spins in and out. Shoulders on the board. Ava to midcourt, down the left side to Colleen Brandewey. Colleen goes short corner to Kara Meyer, who's got two field goals in this game. Straight away to Riley Heitkamp. Right flank, it goes to Ava, now to Riley, to Ava again. Ava goes baseline. Short corner runner from 15, short, no good. Easy rebound, stick back, shy of the mark by Colleen Brandewey. She had a gimme from just a foot away. Rebound, though, stabbed out of bounds by Bath. Fort Loramie inbounding, leading 16-8 with 4:34 to go here in the second quarter. Straight away, Ava Shoulders. Ball high overhead. Still a zone defense by Lima Bath. Long, long, long three. It's good. Riley Heitkamp from big time distance threw that one in from out on 7:05.
I tell you, Avery Brandon, we got so excited she knocked her chair over.
Wow. What a shot.
That was deep.
A couple of threes here in the last minute and a half by Riley. Fort Loramie 19, Lima Bath 8. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Rachel Clark finds an open player down low. Caught and laid in. Nice catch and bucket on the play by Elena Oliver, 6 foot junior. 19-10, Fort Loramie up 9. Shultis, right corner, Colleen Brandewey. Thought about letting it go, didn't. Gave it to Riley between the circles. Zone defense, Lima Bath has made it a little difficult at times on the Redskins. to throw to Amos Shoulders at the foul stripe. Back to Riley. Riley retreats. Kara Meyer, baseline left, flashes to the post, comes out to catch 20 feet away. Back down the right side to Ava Turner. They look inside to the post, no one home. Left corner, Colleen Brandewey. Now Ava, foul strike, good look from there. It's good. You can count it. Wide open J for Ava Shoulder. She will make that four times out of five.
She loves that foul line jump shot.
21-10, Redskins, 3 minutes left, second quarter. Long three ball left corner, missed by Craddock. Rebounding foul below the rim against Lima Bath, which tripped up a Redskin player. And Fort Loramie will bring it down the court. Leading 21-10, 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Quickly played first half of action. Ava Shoulders, timeline for Fort Loramie. Spears off to the left, gives it up 25 feet away to Turner. High pass in the corner for Heitkamp, who reaches up to catch. She had a heel out of bounds. Bath will bring it down. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall and Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. With us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning also in Fort Loramie. Don't forget, Brookins has got the pork chop special tonight. Brookins, Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Mouth-watering, delicious pork chops, marinated, seared just perfectly. They are tasty at Brookins in Fort Loramie. 2 minutes, 33 seconds left to go here in the second quarter of this game. And Lima Bath will throw in from side court. It's Craddock in back court to Rachel Clark. Clark on the bounce, spin move, foul line, down the lane, good handoff inside the post player. Layup is good. Wow, what a dish. And on the finish on the inside was
Claire Faust.
It was indeed number 22, not 32. And Fort Loramie comes right back. Kara Meyer with a splendid afternoon. 23-12. Fort Loramie is up 11. Lima Bath trying its best to penetrate and feed one of the two or three bigs on the inside. 23-12 Fort Loramie. Here's an outside three ball by Elena Oliver. No good off the heel. Rebound fought for. Ava Shoulders cannot hang on. And Lima Bath will throw in. Minute 43 left here in the second period. Baseline left to the rim. Bath will pitch it onto the court of play. In the corner, it is Craddock, who is immediately clamped by two Redskins, and a tie-up is going to result. Lima Bath will keep it. Minute 37 to go here in the second. Fort Loramie up 11. Lima Bath, the team that inflicted the only loss in Fort Loramie last year. In fact, the only loss suffered by Fort Loramie in the last 72 girls basketball games. Here's a pass by Lima Bath, batted by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds again, and Bath will try it once more. Ava Craddock right in front of the Redskins bench. Pitches to the center line to Rachel Clark. Clark, left-hand dribble, guarded by Jaden Rose, 35 feet away. Bounce pass down the right side to Ava Craddock, and she hoists up a long three ball. It bangs off the iron, rebound Fort Loramie.
Nice box out that time by Colleen Brandewey.
Here's a jump shot by Ava Turner, right baseline, no, short. Rebound Bath. Minute left, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 11. Rachel Clark, 25 feet away. Wants to penetrate, can't do it. Look for a backdoor cutter, not available. Still in the dribble, Clark. Good defense, Kara Meyer. 5 second call results. Credit Kara Meyer. She's had a very good game here today. 23-12 Fort Loramie, 53 seconds to go here in the second period. We'll have a 2 minute radio station break when our second quarter closes out. Ball thrown to the post. Ava Scholes down on the inside for a teammate intended for Colleen Brandewee. Swiped on the play by Lima Bath. Here come the Wild Kittens to midcourt. Top of the circle, Craddock still dribbling. Still on the bounce. Nearly a 5 second call again. Ball whipped into the left corner. Then thrown straight away to Ann Oliver, who looks at the clock with 18 to play in the half. Ann starts a drive, leaves it for sister Elena, overshooting from three-point land, rebound Fort Loramie. 9 seconds to go. Here come the Redskins. Down the floor, Ava Scholes off her fingertips. Loramie gets it back. Bath intercepts. 2 seconds. 1 second. Bath can't get the shot away, and the first half ends. Lima Bath zone defense has enabled the visitors to stay within 11. Fort Loramie not shooting it as well as it would like. Bath had something to do with that. Redskins still lead by a double-digit margin, 23-12 here at the halftime break. We will be gone for 2 minutes. Radio station break upcoming. Redskins lead Lima Bath by 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing your stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We welcome you back here to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports. Being simulcasted by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Serving all of West Central Ohio. Like to note for you, our radio station sponsors, thank you so much to them. They include Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. Chuck, our halftime scoring.
Well, if you look at it, not a lot of rebounds because there's too many turnovers. Bath turned it over 13 times in the first half. Loramie turned it over 7. 9-5 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. Each team has 2 offensive rebounds. 5-for-6 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. 3-of-4 for the Wild Kittens. They were led by Elena Oliver with 7. They got 2 from her sister Ann. Claire Faust had 2. And Ava Craddock had a free throw. They scored 4 and 8. 12 for the first half. Loramie led by Kara Meyer and Riley Heitkamp with 6 each. They got 4 from Ava Turner and 4 from Ava Schultes. They got 2 from Colleen Brandewee. They got 1 from Jaden Rose. They scored 12 and 11. Lead it 23-12 at the half.
24-year head coach Greg Mock at Lima Bath fashioning a zone defense here today, as he oftentimes does.
Right.
What kind of zone is it, Chuck? What makes it so tough for Fort Loramie to deal with?
Well, they're playing a straight 2-3, and right now, early it was just a lot of perimeter passing and standing, and now they do have some people cutting. I think they got the ball to Schultes in the lane one time for an easy jumper. I mean, that's what they need to do. They need, when you're playing against a zone like that, you've got to actually put the ball on the floor and take it into the seam, make somebody come play defense, then you find people that are open. If you stand there and just pass perimeter, it makes it easy. I could play defense in that, against that offense.
Yep, you got to make the zone flex at least a little bit, don't you?
Got to make a move, yes, sir. Yep.
That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. 23-12, Fort Loramie by 11 over Lima Bath on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And thank you, Local, L-A-C-A-L, moved from L.A., California to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. And Local Equipment is a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. We could not have been conceived without the help from Local Equipment, which asks us to highlight outstanding student-athletes who excel on the court, on the field, and in the classroom for the Fort Loramie girls. Count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors, Colleen Brandewey, Riley Heitkamp, Audrey Baker, Ava Schultes, and Kara Meyer. They are the seniors on the floor for the Fort Loramie ladies. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville as well, 418 South Broadway Street. Call Darren Yanks to see him at this new Greenville location. Phone 330-524-3984, 330-524-3984. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Greenville Pro Hardware at 418 South Broadway in Greenville, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt power tools. Save on solid wood cabinets. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Special pricing and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Greenville Pro Hardware, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Third quarter about set to kick off, 23-12, Fort Loramie over Lima Bath. Redskins begin the third quarter with the five who started the game. It is outside, 25 feet away, Ava Turner to Riley Heitkamp. She hangs on as Lima Bath continues the zone. Fort Loramie tries to throw over top. It's stolen by Craddock, who barrels her way down the floor. A hard drive to the rim with the left hand. Good. And it's 23-14. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Ava Schultes catches a pass in the lane, cuts to the basket, missed the shot, but a foul against Lima Bath.
Good rebound by Turner. Boy, she got thumped.
Ball out of bounds to the Redskins to the left of the basket. Throwing in is Riley Heitkamp. Tell you what, Chuck, this zone defense being employed by Lima Bath is probably the kind of thing Fort Loramie may see a lot of in the tournament.
That is all they would see from me if I ever played against them.
There you go. 7:12 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 23, Lima Bath 14. Redskins continue to pass against the zone.
Well, they got such good length up here on the top of the zone. I mean, that's what's making it really kind of tough for them.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ball pitched into the right corner by Fort Loramie for Kara Meyer, and getting a mitt on the ball was Craddock for Lima Bath. She pounded it out of bounds. Redskins throw back in. Here's Heitkamp, 25 feet away. Just as you mentioned length, Chuck, Riley Heitkamp has got a tall, lanky defender in her face. 25 feet out on the court, that's Elena Oliver. Redskins right now continue pitch and catch on the perimeter behind the three-point line. Cannot dent this zone. 23-14 lead for Fort Loramie, though. Here's a drive. Forcing inside is Turner. Shot short. Rebound stick back block. Fort Loramie's got it back. 6:20 left, third quarter. Fort Loramie yet to score here in the second half. Right corner, Schultes on the arc to Riley. Bounce pass across the key to Colleen Brandewey. Open look, three-point land. No. It hit the flange. Ricocheted into the corner. Here comes Craddock over the timeline for Bath. She's got it 25 feet away. Weaves it to Rachel Clark, picked up by Riley Heitkamp at the Loramie logo. Ball goes to the high post fumbled, then eventually clutched by Claire Faust. Here's a long, eye-arching three by Craddock behind a screen. Good. She swished it. And don't look now. Lima Bass within six. 23-17. Fort Loramie up a half dozen only. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Colleen Brandewey on the arc. Skips it across the top of the key to Heitkamp. She hurls up a three ball. A lot of rim. No good. Long rebound. Fort Loramie gathers. High right. It goes to Colleen Brandewey. Brandewey straight away to Heitkamp. Left wing Schultes. Zone giving Fort Loramie a lot of difficulty right now. Kara Meyer outside the arc on the right to Heitkamp. Left wing it goes to Ava Turner. Baseline left, short corner, Kara Meyer. Here's Colleen Brandewey to Ava Turner. Ava skips into the lane, missed a bank shot, but she's fouled, and she will be awarded two shots. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie, 4:59 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie scoreless for 3 minutes and a second to start the second half. Free throw, Ava Turner is good. Fort Loramie continues the excellent free throw shooting here today. Second shot, Ava Turner spins the ball in her hands. Ties the bucket on the mark again. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie, 25-17. Lima Bath over the timeline. It is Clark. Rachel on the bounce, 5'5 junior. Comes very close to palming the basketball.
Yeah.
Very, very close.
They very rarely call that unless it gains an advantage.
Exactly. Here's a pass, but Lima Bass smacked out of bounds. Riley Heitkamp got in the way of that one and swatted it into the second row.
That was a self-defense knock out of bounds there. Four hand up, save her face.
Yep. 4:37 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds by Lima Bath. And it is saved in the right corner by Bath inadvertently. The Lima Bath player flicked it back onto the court of play, and a Redskin girl kicked it out of bounds. Bath triggers again. They want to go underneath. They do. Spin shot by Faust. Good defensive play by Ava Schultes.
Wow.
Ava blocked it, and then Lima Bath touched it. Out of bounds it went.
Nice block.
Defensive play of the game right there. Well done by Ava. Outsized on the inside.
Lord, we need to get an offensive run going here.
Yep, Redskins have been held without a bucket here in the second half. Shot fake from behind the arc by Colleen Brandewey. Now to Riley Heitkamp straight away. Nearly 4 minutes gone in the third quarter. Here's Ava Schultes, foul line jumper. It is short, hangs on the rim. Loose ball rebound, left corner. Ava is on it, but she's out of bounds. 4 minutes played, third quarter. Redskins without a field goal. And this is what a zone defense can do to you, especially in girls basketball on a day you're ice cold.
Right.
As old man Winter is outside.
And they moved Elena Oliver at 6 feet. So they moved her out now, and then she is really shading aside, forcing them to go away from Schultes.
Here's Rachel Clark on the bounce. Boy, she palms the ball, I tell you what. It's a bad habit. She's able to get away with it. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Outlet, Ava Schultes to a driver. Colleen Brandewey steering her way in from the left flank. Beautiful catch and score. Fort Loramie's first bucket, third quarter of this game, and the lead is 10, 27-17. Another steal at midcourt. Fort Loramie came with a double team, took it away. Riley to Turner. Turner below the rim. Reverse layup is good. 29-17. Fort Loramie up a dozen. 3:22 left in the third. Timeout called by Bath on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Well, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who visit us from towns all around, we are Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Carry out at Meyer's Tavern, 937-693-8271. Place your order, 693-8271, Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. A missed three ball by Botkins, out of bounds, far side of the floor. Or I should say a missed three ball by Lima Bath, speaking of Myers in Botkins. Out of bounds off Bath, and Fort Loramie brings it down up 12, 29-17 with 2:46 to go here in the third quarter. Colleen Brandewey cross court to Riley Heitkamp, left corner Ava Turner. Skipped to the near side to Colleen, who's open. Her jumper dipped in, dipped out. Oh, offensive rebound. Got it. Below the rim. Well done, Avery Brandewey. Right place, right time. She cleaned up on the play. Well, the jump shot behind the arc was in and then somehow snapped out of the cylinder. Avery got the 2 points, though, and Fort Loramie's lead is 14-31-17. Here at the foul line, Ann Oliver to the three-point shooter for Bath. It is short, no good. Stick back is missed on the play by Wobbin. Weak side rebound, held ball out of bounds to Bath. 2:07 to go, third quarter, Fort Loramie 31, Lima Bath 17. And we have a late substitution for the Wild Kittens. Fort Loramie made a change. Bath made a change. And now an additional
freshman, Faith Clark, coming into the game.
5 feet, 2 inches tall, ninth grader for Lima Bath on the floor. Below the rim, Clark inbounding into the corner. Then a screen set for Clark. Swish! Good-looking shot, Rachel Clark. 31-20, Fort Loramie off and running down the floor. Skylar Albers on the way to the rim, too strong. Rebound Bath, Fort Loramie had a chance to counter in a jiffy. Could not conclude the play, and Bath's got it back. Fort Loramie's missed quite a few shots right around the rim. Several close-in ones just have not gone down. Minute 35 to go, third quarter. Here is Lima Bath trying to pass to the post, and Fort Loramie over guards. Faust is held. Minute 33 remaining in this period. Fort Loramie's up 11. Team foul situation. Two on Bath, one on Fort Loramie. Here's Lima Bath inbounding straight away. Oh, the long arms of Skylar Albers take it away. Then it rolls free. Touch last by Bath. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Skylar Albers made it all happen.
Great effort.
Skylar Albers for the Fort Loramie girls. Stands about 5'7 and a half or so. Those long arms enable her to play like she's 5'10. Cross court pass, Riley Heitkamp. Baseline right, it goes to Brandewey. Skips it cross court. Then on top to Kara Meyer. Good ball movement. Riley Heitkamp's three is short. Long rebound to Lima Bath. Here comes Clark on the giddy up. Clark down the floor, up and under. Good, and a foul. Beautifully done by Rachel Clark. Fort Loramie got whipped down the floor that time. 31-22, Bath back within nine with a minute to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie's high percentage of free throw shooting on the year, Chuck, has taken a hit the last few games. Free throw no good. Rebound Fort Loramie.
They're 7 for 8 this game.
On threes, Fort Laurel?
Oh, yeah, I thought you said free throws.
No.
Oh, threes, no, they're not shooting threes well at all.
Not freeze.
Threes.
Nope, it's taken a hit the last few games.
That's a foul, they won't call that.
The three-point shooting has been subpar, and against a zone, boy, you may pay against a real good opponent. Lead for Fort Loramie is 9. Albers has let go free on the right flank. Shot it strong. Rebound, Lima Bath, which can cut it all the way down to 6 here, or 7. Here's a driving two-pointer by Craddock. No good. Rolled off the iron. Schultz out ahead for Fort Loramie. On the run, weaving her way down the floor. Laid it up, no good. Stick back is in. Nicely done. Other side of the rim by Avery Brandaway. Quickly countering, Craddock jacks up a triple for Lima Bath. No good. Long rebound by Bath. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Ball out of bounds to the visitors in the corner of the floor with Fort Loramie up 11, 33-22. Victoria Mesher on the floor for Ava Schultz. Last few ticks on the clock here in the third quarter. 3.8 to go. Inbounding is Craddock. Trying to find a teammate. It is bobbled on the sideline by Clark. Clark back to Craddock. She hurled up a three-point shot and is given a big-time break. It's judged to be a three-point attempt. Foul on Colleen Brandaway with .4 to go. And Lima Bath is awarded 3 free throws. A chance to cut it down to 8 at the end of the third period. The shot good. It's now 10. That was one of those things where you, with just tenths of a second to go in the quarter, you allow the 35 or 40 footer to be hurled up there. Second free throw, liner rim, but it trickles through. 4 tenths to go, third quarter, 9-point game. Third free throw here for Craddock. One bounce, in again. Very good shooter. Calmly dropped in all three, and Fort Loramie has seen a 14-point lead get shrunk down to 8 at the end of the third quarter. Redskins 33, Lima Bath 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, you can call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com. Fourth quarter begins with a turnover by Fort Loramie, which has not looked sharp here today.
Well, they came out in a trap, got the ball down, and boy, she just got hammered.
Here's Lima Bath traveling. That's a sloppy floor error by the Wild Kittens.
So yeah, that's where their weakness is, but they really don't have a ball handling guard.
Yeah, you give Lima Bath or Riley Heitkamp, and I tell you what,
it'd be a pretty good basketball team.
Indeed.
It's a pretty good basketball team anyway.
Yes, it is. Yep. 7:36 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie's got it. Up 8. We start the fourth.
Ava Turner's defender fell down. She hoisted up a three wide left. Fort Loramie's shooting is not good in this game. Three-point shooting was up to 37-38%, 38, I believe, in the last week or two. It suffered here.
Well, they've made two, and they've shot at least 10 today, maybe more than that.
It suffered here in the recent few games, that's for sure. Minute gone, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie still up eight, throwing the ball around the perimeter against the zone. Ball thrown near side of the floor to Ava Turner, straight away to Riley Heitkamp. What makes the zone so difficult, as Chuck has pointed out, is the length of Lima Bath. Three-point shot, Riley Heitkamp, no good. Rebound low on the left by Ava Turner, and she's hacked on the arm, and she'll get two, and that's where Fort Loramie has been very good again today. The free throw line.
I didn't think they were going to call that foul. She got bumped bad, and the guy on the outside had to blow the whistle.
Ava Turner dips the knees, one, two bounces, shot in. What's Fort Loramie at the free throw line today? It saved him.
Yeah, that is 8 for 9.
Second shot, Ava Turner. A couple of bounces in the air. Good again.
And Ava's got 10 points, and she is 6 for 6 from the line.
35-25, Fort Loramie up 10. Free throw shooting has been dazzling all year. Here is Lima Bath, forecourt right. Elena Oliver out to Clark. Clark between the rings on the bounce. Hands off to teammate. Now Bath starts the weave. Ball thrown down the right side to Elena Oliver. Back out to Clark. Clark, 35 feet away, just surveys the Fort Loramie defense. Redskins in a zone, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing zone now. 1-2-2.
Deep left corner triple by Craddock. Way short. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. Big time tie-up beneath the rim. Arrow says it will be Lima Bath's possession. 6:11 to go in the fourth, 35-25, Fort Loramie.
They got a piece of that three, and it just happened to fall into Craddock's hands.
Baseline left, Clark inbounding, goes to Craddock in the corner, guarded by Brandewey. Good drive by Craddock into the paint area. Tried to go up strong. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which got a mitt on the ball. Redskins come away with it. Down the floor to Riley Heitkamp, 35 feet out, 5:53 remaining, third quarter, or I should say fourth quarter, 35-25, Fort Loramie up 10. Heitkamp,
nice.
good angle pass, high left, down inside to Ava Shoulders, who drops in a two-footer. Wow, room service pass by Riley Heitkamp.
Meyer came up, set a screen, got Riley open to look, and what a good pass.
37-25, Fort Loramie. Lima Bath's Craddock comes right back with a driving layup. Missed it, no good. Bath stick back, no good. Two chippies missed by Fort Loramie's opponent, then a foul on the third rebound. Shooting is Lima Bath. Clock stops, 5:25 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie up a dozen. Elena Oliver strokes the free throw in to make it 37-26. And Lima Bath gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here, tell you all about M&A Muffler and Tires, a Fort Loramie sponsor. It's a good idea to get those new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971, 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and also outstanding collision repair. See new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. A second free throw here for Lima Bath. to trim the Fort Loramie lead back to 10, and it's good. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie in backcourt. Schultes, near side to Heitkamp. Down the right side of the floor to Colleen Brandewey. Hits a cutter, foul line, Riley Heitkamp. Good! 15-foot shot, stripped the cords.
That was good ball movement, and I haven't said that very often for the Redskins today.
3 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up a dozen, 39-27. Lima Bath on a weave out high. It is Ann Oliver. Hits Clark in the lane. Good defense by Kara Meyer. Nope, she got a piece of the arm.
Yeah, it was close, but boy, Clark got away with it. She didn't jump stop. She took two steps. That should have been called a travel.
She's got a tendency to walk often. Ball lobbed in to Faust. Dumps it down inside to a teammate, Ann Oliver. She's tied up, and Fort Loramie strips it away. Good triple team on the bust out down the floor. Oh, wow. Look at Ava Turner go. My goodness, I saw her do that last year as a JV time and time again. She did it right there, Chuck. Went from the Pacific to the Atlantic, coast to coast. 14-point lead, Fort Loramie foul out near midcourt by Riley Heitkamp.
She was a quarter of an inch from a steal on a layup.
Ava is cross-country, track, one or the other. She is dynamite.
She doesn't have a stop button. She just plays hard.
Oh, she's an outstanding runner. She zipped down the floor in a heartbeat last trip from end line to end line.
Boy, I see what you're saying now. When she dribbles the ball at the left hand, all she does is catch it and dribble it.
Exactly. Rachel Clark palms it continually. Here's Ava Schultes hammering a Lima Bath post player. In the act of shooting, two free throws for Bath. 4:07 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 14, 41-27. Again, repeating, Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest only. M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Both free throws dead center by Ann Oliver of Lima Bath. Fort Loramie's lead a dozen. Biggest has been 14. It's 41-29. Heitkamp down the right side to Colleen Brandewey. Colleen to Riley. Outside the arc on the left to Ava. Ava Schultes to Ava Turner. Back to Ava Schultes. Low on the left. She's hemmed in. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 3:47 to go in the game. We'll take a break. Redskins up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Tonight, Bryant Billing, Chuck McBee have got New Bremen Bodkins boys for you. Airtime 7 o'clock, tip around 7:30. On scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, our broadcast partner. Fort Loramie up 12 with the ball. Kara Meyer straight away flips it to the left side to Turner to Brandewey. Brandewey slips into the lane, arches it off the flange. Long rebound, Lima Bath. Quickly down the floor, Clark into the paint area. It's loose, and Fort Loramie comes away with it. Riley Heitkamp on the giddy-up to Colleen Brandewey. Back to Riley. Flings it near side to Ava Turner. Bullet pass into the post to Schultes, who couldn't hang on. And Bath's got the loose ball. Another turnover. Fort Loramie leading by 12. 3:12 to go. Bath running out of time. On the arc, Ann Oliver muscles into the lane. Overshot it. Weak side rebound. Faust. Ball on the deck. Travel. Faust fell down, turnover against Bath, 3:03 to go, fourth quarter.
Yeah, Riley Heitkamp on the backside rebounder, but she didn't have a prayer against that size. Luckily, she fell.
You're listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're listening to a simulcast via WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Skylar Albers just chucked up a three, which was no good. Rebound out of bounds, far side of the floor to Bath, 2:48 to go. Fourth quarter, 41-29, Fort Loramie by 12. 25 feet away, Rachel Clark scurries around the top of the circle, leaves it for a teammate, Elena Oliver, in the corner. Left-hand dribble on the bounce, out high. Picks up the dribble, nearly walked. Fed it to Clark. Clark with that palming violation that does not get called. Well, it's really exaggerated, too. Clark gave it up, got it back, threw it to the three-point shooter, Elena Oliver, on the arc. Bullseye! She pours it home. And Fort Loramie's lead is only 9 with 2:11 left in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. Redskins up 9, just over 2 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Well, here we go. The final 2:11 of this one. Fort Loramie trying to extend its regular season win streak here in 2022 to 17-0 against 11-4 Lima Bath, which has been a tough out here today because of Bath's very stingy zone defense. Here's Albers, double teamed on the arc. Throws it back on the play to Jaden Rose, 30 feet out. She's handcuffed and fouled.
Well, they had a couple of fouls to give, so.
Yep, only team foul 4 on Lima Bath. And Fort Loramie will inbound side court, Colleen Brandewick. Minute 54 to play in the fourth quarter. Brandewee in backcourt to Riley Heitkamp. Riley picked up by Clark. She gave it up, got it back. Goes down the right side, pass tip. Loramie gets it back. Cross court, open shooter, baseline left, 10-footer, good. Wide open, Ava Turner. She's had a sparkling game. Ava Turner's really excelled. Big bucket there, double-digit lead again, a minute 28 to go. Deep left corner three, Craddock of Lima Bath. No good, banged off the rim, hit a cable above the backboard, out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Well, what a big shot by Turner. She's got 14 now.
Yep, I think she's the player of this game without question. Good passing by Fort Loramie. Rose caught it in the right corner. Fed it to the young lady coming in from the left wing, and guess who? Turner again. Rose on the assist, Ava Turner on the bucket, and Lima Bath hurries down the floor and makes a mistake out of bounds. 13-point lead, Fort Loramie, a point shy of the biggest of the day. It's 45-32, 58 seconds to go. Midcourt, Schultes, ball pitched down the right side to Rose, who puts it on the deck around the defender. A knee from Elena Oliver, team's fifth. Redskins will throw in again. The playmaker is Colleen Brandewee at side court. It goes down the right side to Riley Heitkamp. Back to Colleen, to Riley. Riley at the Redskins logo at midcourt. 45-32, Fort Loramie leads. Left side pass, Ava Turner. Into the post for Colleen Brandewee. Errant throw, picked off by Lima Bath. Down the floor comes Clark, 30 feet away. Hits a cutter down the lane, driving, scooping. It is Elena Oliver, short, no good. Rebound Schultes of Fort Loramie, 22 ticks to go. 45-32, Redskins. Here's Heitkamp. She will dribble it and dribble it away. And we are down to 10 seconds left. Lima Bath won't foul, won't challenge. That's going to do it. The Redskins offset that loss to Lima Bath last year, the only setback of the season. The Redskins only loss in the last 73 games, in fact. Bath beat Fort Loramie 1 year ago. Fort Loramie victorious here today over Lima Bath, 45-32, in a very interesting matchup between two girls' programs with over 900 wins in their program history. 13-point victory for Fort Loramie, 45-32. We've got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. Redskins win it by 13 over the Bath Wild Kittens here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
Welcome back here to the Fort Loramie Gym. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our radio station sponsors, we highlight them for you. Best One Tire, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, and Sydney Tire. Redskins win by 13, 45-32. Thank goodness today, Chuck, for Ava Turner of the Fort Loramie girls.
She had 16. She was 6 for 6 from the free throw line, had an 8-point fourth quarter, and really kind of held Bath at bay. She was the real bright spot for an otherwise kind of a lackluster effort by the Redskins today. They're still undefeated, so you know they're doing something right. Just they need to really find some offense. In the last few games has been kind of stagnant. Bath on the other side was led by Elena Oliver, 6 foot junior. She had 12. They got 9 from Ava Craddock. Players of the game for Bath, and we'll go with Elena Oliver, and for Loramie, Ava Turner.
Slam dunk, Ava. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic of international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The Fort Loramie girls are now 17-0 on the year. Lima Bath 11-5. A couple of schedule modifications upcoming for Fort Loramie. Next Saturday, 1 week from today, Marion Local is here. That's part of the altered schedule. February 1st is now a date with Fairlawn. February 3rd is senior night with Houston. Keep in mind, 2 weeks from today, the Fort Loramie girls are at Finley Liberty Benton. For sure, we'll cover the next two Saturdays for you, Marion Local and Finley Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie girls in action the next two Saturdays. We've got those two contests for certain, very possibly senior night against Houston as well. Don't forget, later on this evening, it's the Bodkins boys against New Bremen, tip-off 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock on WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, and on scoresbroadcast.com online. Again, our radio station sponsors, Best One Tire, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, and Sydney Tire. Our anchor, scoresbroadcast.com sponsors, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. The cell phone shop located Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, South Needmore. That's in North Dayton. Just take Needmore to the south off I-75. It extends into Harshman Road. Cell phone shop is in Harshman Plaza. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off. Call 937-567-0878. The cell phone shop in North Dayton, 567-0878. Thanks as well to our broadcast partner, WMVR, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online, securecom.com, the pros in protection, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Marker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck enjoyed it. Good luck to you and Bryant tonight at Bodkins. Should be a very good game. New Bremen and Bodkins boys action this evening. Don't forget, Tuesday we're right back here The Fort Laramie girls are at New Knoxville, but on Tuesday night, the Fort Laramie boys host Botkins. We've got the Tuesday game here on scoresbroadcast.com and on radio as well. Thanks so much to our board operator, JC at WMVR. Thanks as well to our online audience, our radio station audience for Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Fort Laramie, where the Redskins have defeated Lima Bath 45-32.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.